All right, welcome back, Nation. Some of the most interesting things said at today's Cowboys press conference. We'll look at what Steve said about the coaches and the players coming in and how that might impact draft plans. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, when talking about the coaches in the draft, they said they need coaches and players, this was Steven, ready to make an improvement immediately. So I think that's interesting. Number one, you don't want a defensive coordinator that's going to significantly change your scheme from where your talent is aligned right now. But also, Steven spoke specifically about players and needing players to come in and make an impact immediately. Does that eliminate like traitsy guys that have a higher ceiling? Is it this higher floor players that are ready to come in and help you immediately? You know, at 12, that's a no-brainer. But I think at 20 or 25 with the Packers pick, that could become a factor. Like, you don't want to take another tackle who you feel like, yeah, he might be ready to go by the time we're in year two.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would be now, you know, those second-round guys they've ended up taking chances on, like Kelvin Joseph, you know, maybe the Randy Gregories that have come with some baggage over the years. Maybe they take a second look at that and say, like, you know what, that's burned us before. So now that's why, and this might be some influence that Brian Schottenheimer's had. And the other buzzword that we had last offseason from Will was guys that love football.
Yeah.
And they definitely drafted a lot of high-character guys. The one common thread with basically everybody in that draft class last year, team captains. Yeah. They were all team captains, leadership guys. So with Shoddy and the culture movement, I mean, everything's been about culture of buzzwords that I'm talking here. Maybe that's some element to it. And I do think you need a couple of guys on your roster that have a little bit of a screw loose at times. We're not trying to have an all-choir boy type of team here.
Yeah.
But I also do understand if you're an organization that's kind of looked the other way in the past and you've been burned by those guys recently when taking said chances, maybe you've had enough of that.
Yeah, I want rugged and tough. I don't think you need unpredictable and lacking impulse control. Like, I think that gets you in trouble too often in pre-snap penalties, in unnecessary roughness type situations, you know? So I want the toughness. I don't think you have to sacrifice in order to get that. Do you guys feel like Sonny Styles, who is the most mocked player to the Cowboys this week at 12, is ready to go out of the box year one?
You know, it's funny, Dawson. I was going to ask you a question. Have you seen Howell from A&M?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wolchek, I'm going to ask you guys this question then. If you had a choice between Howell and Bailey, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, who's the most ready to rush the passer?
I think it's Bailey.
I think Bailey.
Yeah. I think he and he's more ready to stay on the field. I think Howell right now is going to come out, and in situations, he's going to go get to the quarterback on third and long. But if it's not third and long, I don't know if he's – I think he needs to add, like, play strength, lower half.
I kind of felt like that if you asked me it – I think Howell is more NFL ready
– just because he's so quick?
Than Bailey.
He's got something to win with
today.
Yeah,
I think, you know, if you're in a situation where you're, like, thinking, okay – to Stephen Jones' point, we need guys that need to play now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the clear upside is Bailey from Tech. The clear, like, you know, the old floor, ceiling, whatever that, you know, we all talk. The ceiling for that guy seems really, really, really high, you know? But I kind of feel like, though, if you're in a situation, now think about this. If you're in a situation where, again, you can't fix everything on defense, at least for this draft here, do you need the more ready guy?
I think so, yeah.
And that might be what Steven's saying.
Yeah.
And I wonder, okay, is there another guy? Because to me, I think Bailey's really good.
Yeah, you're talking about two guys that have both been highly productive.
Yeah.
You're not talking about a one-year, like Romello Height, one-year production.
Right.
Right? These two guys, over the course of their career, very productive, whether it was Howell from Bowling Green. I mean, that dude was an all-MAC player and had a bunch of production there. I think Howell actually is the better all-around player.
Yeah.
In terms of pressure and being able to play run defense, I think David Bailey's the better just pure rusher.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if Steven is telling us that we need Howell's and even though Bailey's a great player, I'm not trying to say folks there in Lubbock. I think Bailey, he's a first-round grade for me. No problem with him. But I wonder if Howell overall, as you said, is more ready to play right now. Plug in, go play.
Is that run defense stuff you're talking
about?
Yeah,
it's run defense. I think Howell's a better run defender right now than what Bailey is. But I think Bailey, in terms of just who gets after the quarterback, I'd take Bailey over
I don't
Howell.
Think Howell has enough weight to set the edge properly.
245.
I think he's going to get bullied by tackles.
Yeah, you watch Notre Dame handled him pretty good. LSU didn't. You know, I'm watching him play against LSU.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like
he
going,
smoked those guys.
I'm going,
he stepped
what
up
the?
And had a huge play at the goal line against Notre Dame late in that football game where he just knifes through the guard and tackle.
Right. I mean, how'd he do versus Miami in that playoff game? Those are real NFL tackles.
I haven't
going up
seen
against.
The Miami game on tape. I need to get
it
that one up.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Wasn't great.
But Howell has a way of reading the blocker and attacking the outside arm while throwing a juke at the same time.
Sure.
That makes him win not only with the quickness, but with his hands and with his – he's got like jukes almost like he's a basketball player or a soccer player trying to set guys up to sneak around him when he gets him wrong-footed, essentially, to use a soccer term. Steve also mentioned team needs. He mentioned linebacker first and then went to secondary. And when he came back around to edge, dude, he was talking about bringing back Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah,
I know.
Could you imagine them not making a significant investment at edge?
No, I wouldn't be able to stomach it. I can't even fathom that being the case.
I have a feeling that the best player on the board at 12 is going to be an edge.
Could be, especially if
unless they think that Delane, I bet you they have Delane over McCoy. The LSU over Tennessee.
And Howell's one of these guys that if he gets knocked
Delane
for the short
12,
arms, I don't know that they're going to even like Howell.
Yeah.
I mean, they're big on the measurables. They really are.
How about just watch the damn tape?
I agree with you 100%. That's why I fight for the tiny DBs.
Yeah.
He is a menace out there.
Yeah.
He's going to bring it. I think he's going to be a tone setter. Either one of those players I'd be happy with. I do wonder, though, because of the size, you mentioned the arms, if Howell might be available with the Packers pick.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. I kind of wonder, because to me, I'm looking at these defensive ends hard. It's to me, if you do nothing in free agency, if you just play big zero like they have the last several years, I'm looking at a corner and I'm looking at an edge. And maybe with that second pick, I'm thinking about one of those linebackers, if that's the case. Because now I've kind of painted myself into a corner. I'm going to need defensive players.
Yeah.
I can't look at Mauanoa. I can't look at any of these. I can't look at Fanoa. I can't look at any of these tackles, you know. And it's a shame that I can't do that because – if I don't play in free agency, I've got to use those two picks on defensive players. I got nothing else.
So if he says linebacker first and your first pick is at 12 and Sonny Styles is on the board there, do you think he will be there? Or is Styles more likely to get taken in the top 10 or slip outside the top 20?
I kind of feel like that initially I felt like that Styles was undervalued by media scouts.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling what's going to happen. He's going to be in that range where I think that it's going to be close.
I love Styles. I think he's going to end up being a tremendous pro. I think that he's kind of finally,
Ohio State linebacker.
Ohio State. I mean, he's only in the second year playing the position, converted safety, freak athlete. I'm a big fan of his game. I think his best football is ahead of him. And you saw, I mean, John talked about it as well, but you can see from week one against Texas to all the way to the playoff game, like the growth throughout the year, fighting off blocks, understanding he's got a knack for blitzing and getting to the quarterback. Great coverage guy, which I think is really important as well. A guy that can be a three-down player, doesn't have to come off the field. I do like Styles a lot.
I think he's going to be, I think it's going to be close, Dawson. I think he might be inside that window. Like, I think NFL scouts, media scouts are going to catch up on Styles. I think media scouts had him undervalued, and they're going to start. They're going to go to the combine. They're going to go to the Senior Bowl. They're going to go to these, you know, and they're going and the guys, the McShays and those guys are all going to start hearing Styles' name, and it's going to be in that top 12.
Shoddy did spell out who he sees as the leaders on the defensive side, 92, 95, 97, so your three defensive tackles and number zero. Yeah. And I think that's a decent foundation from which to build on.
And that's why you're probably not going to look at any defensive tackles.
Yeah.
You're going to have to – it's going to be edges, corners, linebackers, and maybe you might get lucky on a safety.